بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثاني عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه أيضا أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. We are in this chapter that there are many ways of doing good deeds, and as we have read that all the various ways of doing good deeds, the highest of it is iman and jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained in this hadith, and at the end of the hadith, the lowest was of doing good that don't cause harm to anyone. If you can't do any good, you can't help anyone, then don't cause harm. That is also a good deed, not to cause harm to anyone. So there are various ways, and nobody can say that I can't do any good. If you can't do any good, at least don't cause harm to anyone. That also you will be recorded by Allah Ta'ala as having done good. So many ways they are open for us. The second hadith also narrated by Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُصْبِحَ عَلَى كُلِّ سُلَامَ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةٌ. Every day for every joint in your body you should give sadaqah. It is also mentioned in the hadith there are 360 joints in the body. So for each joint you should give sadaqah. In another hadith it comes, the Sahaba also found it hard and difficult to give 360 sadaqah a day. One is monetary wise to give so much. If a person gives a rand, it's 360 rand every day. And if a person wants to give 360 joint, then it will appear that the whole day he just have to be giving sadaqah, looking for 360 people. Many times to find one person to give your sadaqah to becomes a problem also. This 360. Then they said that how will it be possible for us to do this? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, which comes in this hadith then, that for kullu tasbihatin sadaqah. Every subhanallah is also a sadaqah. That we'll give, say subhanallah. Kullu tahmidatin sadaqah. And every alhamdulillah is also sadaqah. Wa kullu tahleelatin sadaqah. And every la ilaha illallah is also sadaqah. Wa kullu takbiratin sadaqah. And every Allahu Akbar is also sadaqah. In other words, the third kalima, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So it is already four sadaqah you have given. Four divided into 360. So if we read this kalima 90 times, then we have given sadaqah for all the 360 joints. If we read it one tasbih 100 times, which is by most of the mashayikh, they prescribe this for all the murids also, to read the third kalima 100 times every day. So in that we will be giving sadaqah for every joint also. And sadaqah is, when we give sadaqah, then whatever difficulty we have, that sadaqah removes it. So in any joint pains we do have, whether it's knee joints which are paining, the back is paining, the spine is paining, the neck is paining, whatever joints, we should give the sadaqah. And undoubtedly Allah will remove that. So what problems there are will be removed with this. What is required, our yaqeen, our conviction on the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the words of Allah Ta'ala. And the other that blocks the effect is our gunas. So to get around our gunas is we are given tawbah and istighfar. A person makes sincere tawbah, all his gunas will be forgiven. So we should give that sadaqah. And also by giving sadaqah, the problems which are there, the joint pains, they will go away. And those that are to come, a person hasn't got at the moment, he's healthy. He hasn't got any knee problems, any back problems. If we give our sadaqah, it will block any problems that may come. Even whether it may be an accident, a person becomes paralyzed, etc. The sadaqah will block it. So we should give our sadaqah regularly. Then besides this, there are other sadaqah also. وَأَمْرٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ sadaqah. To command and tell somebody to do the right thing, that is also sadaqah. ونحي عن المنكر صدقة. And to stop the person from a wrong thing is also صدقة. We, for example, tell our family, our children, or they tell us, make your namaz, namaz time is going, make your namaz, you have commanded the right, that is also sadaqah. Or somebody in the family is dressed indecently, not correctly, and you tell them, dress properly, this is not the way that we should dress, that you made nahi anil munkar, that is also sadaqah. So there are various forms. So our deen is so versatile. It is so easy, a person can't say, I can't do this, so I can't practice on deen. There are so many ways to do it. So all that has been mentioned, and then what a beautiful, more easier way for all. وَيُجْزِعُ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ رَكْعَتَانْ يَرْكَعُهُمَا مِنَ الضُّحَىٰ. And sufficient for all the 360 joints. Sadaqah for all of them is two rakats of Salatul Jasht, Salatul Dhuha. That is, round about 11 o'clock or so, before Zawal time, a person reads two rakats of namaz. And this charge namaz, the minimum is two rakats, and the full namaz is 12 rakats. So at least two rakats a person should read. And he would be also saved of all these joint problems. Those who haven't got the courage to make that Salatul Dhuha, charge namaz, at least they can read one tasbih, 100 times the third kalima. At least they can command people to do the right, even just their own family. A mother tells her daughters, for example, she tells her husband, this is not right what you're doing, do it right like this. All that husband tells the family, tells the wife, that sadaqah everyone can give. And also, jahaj namaz starts immediately after we have finished our ishraq namaz. If a person makes his ishraq namaz, which is about 13 minutes after sunrise, then he can make a niyat of another two rakats of charge. This is the awwal time. It is not the afzal, the best time. The best time is round about 11 o'clock. But this is the awwal waqt already of charge. So if you can't manage to make your charge namaz 11 o'clock, make it after your ishraq namaz. So in that way, a person can easily manage his ishraq also. According to some ulama, ishraq and charge namaz is the same namaz. So even if you just make two rakats and you make the niyat of your ishraq also and your chast also, you'll get the sawab of both also. So it's very easy for everyone. A person who wants to make amal, it is easy. And if we don't want to make amal, then as it is said, agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazar hai. If you don't want to do, you'll find 1,000 excuses. This is an excuse, that is an excuse. But if you want to do it, then easily you can do it. There are many ways to kill a cat. Of course, they say that the cat has 9 lives. But they also say there are many ways to kill a cat. So if you want to do it, there are many ways you can easily do it. And if you don't want to, and it's just all excuses you are looking for, you will find enough excuses also. So this hadith then teaches us this beautiful teaching of make reading tasbih, and the reward of it is so great, all of these tasbihat, and the benefit of it, that our joint pains will be eliminated. Our deen is so complete, we make amal on our deen for deen's sake, for akhirat's sake, and in there is the solution of our dunya's problems also. If we can understand that our deen is a complete deen, and our deen is not for akhirat only. It is first immediately for this dunya. We are living in this dunya. Our deen is to guide us in this dunya itself. And then our deen will give us all the return in the akhirat as well. It does not mean if you live a deeny life, then you must suffer it out in dunya. Akhirat you will get your rewards. No, deen will give you your full return and much more superior than people who make effort for dunya. If you practice on deen, you'll get much more in dunya also, and akhirat is unimaginable how much Allah will give us. Allah give us the tawfiq of amal, of the qualities, sincerity, ikhlas, etc., humbleness, humility. Allah give us the right qualities also. Subhanallah.